You guys have gone through everything. Let's see, 2 record labels, 3 managers, countless lawyers, as you said in the previous.
Yep.
Let's see, you guys have been through a ringer, and you guys are still together. What lessons did the band learn together about the music industry today that you didn't know about a decade ago when you were starting? Main lesson that you would tell other guys?
I mean, if I was to tell a band that was, like, just starting out, it would be to remain independent for as long as you possibly can. I mean, in this day and age, you used to need a record label to pay for your recording. You used to need a record label to distribute your music so that people could hear it all over the place. And, I mean, nowadays, if you know what you're doing and you just study up and read on the internet, you can make a record that sounds great at home for a couple $100s. And put it up on the internet for free and millions of people can hear it, you know?
GarageBand and SoundCloud.
Yeah, you don't need a fucking record label, you know what I mean? You don't need anything. And anyone, I mean, the one thing that I do wish we had done early on that we didn't exactly do all over the place that I would tell younger bands is if anyone offers you anything other than exactly what you want, don't take it, you know? If you're good enough, opportunities, they don't go away, you know what I mean? If you're good enough, they come back. No door closes. Like, they'll say, oh, you know, you'll never work in this town again, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you fucking will, if you're good, you know what I mean? If people like it, you will, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if someone's like, you know, you gotta do this, but you gotta do this tour with this horrible band, and you gotta, you know, blah, 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 blah. No. I don't care. I don't want it. You know what I mean? Just keep working. Keep doing it yourself. And if you're dedicated and you keep working like that, I mean, you don't need the fucking, you don't need a record label, you know? You don't need anything if you're good enough, you know? Unless someone wants to help you for you, to support you as an artist, not to try and cash in on something that you're doing, you know? So, I don't know. It's hard to trust people, you know? It's hard to trust anyone who works in the music industry because it's, in a lot of ways, it's built on this archaic framework, you know, that's kind of crumbled over time, and it means nothing. A lot of what they think is very important, you know, like, it's just not as important as it used to be in, like, the 90s or the early 2000s, you know? So, I don't know. It's just, I would say stay independent as long as you possibly can. Do everything you can for yourself, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. What about yourself? As a person going through all this grind, there has to be, have hard times, hard nights. What did you tell yourself to get through all that?
You know, it's just, at the end of the day, I can't imagine doing anything else, really.
Yeah.
Like, I've put so much time into this band. We all have, you know. We've devoted our lives to it, you know. It's all that we know. And, I mean, when things are at their lowest, at least for us, every time things are at their lowest, something starts happening to come back up, to give us hope, you know what I mean? And it's kind of, I know I don't want to keep giving you the same answer, but I really do. I believe in us. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like we've made a great record, and I feel like we know what the best decisions are to make for ourselves, and everything else be damned, you know?